It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet, WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Hey, everybody. WFO Radio is back on the air. My name is Joe Costello, and we have got a great show, a special show for you as we introduce the 2022 International Drag Racing Hall of Fame inductees. And our very special guest is going to be Big Daddy Don Garlitz. Super excited to have Big back. We'll be hosting the ceremony at the Hilton in Gainesville, March 10th, right before the Gator Nationals. It is part of the tradition of the Gator Nationals to have the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame right before, and it has been great, and I've been honored to host for the past several years. It is going to be great. Later on in the show, we'll tell you exactly how, if you want to go and watch some of these great inductees be inducted, you can be a part of it. Tickets are like $110 per person. You can get a table for $1,100. It is great. We'll tell you all about that. But first, got to tell you about some people who make it possible for me to do WFO and have great shows like this one. And we want to welcome a brand new sponsor to WFO Radio. But you know this name and you've heard this name, and they'll be with us for 2022. FTIPerformance.com, performance transmissions and torque converters. If we're talking big money bracket racing, if we're talking dot 90 racing, we're talking racers that win. Troy Williams Jr., Gary Williams, LaBoost, the Folk family, use FTI performance transmissions when thousandths of a second matter. FTI is the choice, but not just drag racing, mud trucks, mega trucks, high horsepower street vehicles. They've got it all. Go to FTIPerformance.com to find out more information. And we'll be telling you about their drivers and accomplishments over the course of 2020. Thank you to Paul Lee and welcome to FTI Performance to WFO Radio. Super excited about that. And it's interesting that the WFO universe is expanding with our role in hard parts and the people who make the power happen or get the cars down the racetrack, like Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. TotalSeal.com, thinner, more flexible, longer lasting rings. How is it all possible? Over 40% of your engine's friction comes from the piston rings. If you think about it, scraping up and down the inside of those cylinder walls, Total Seal has built a better mousetrap, simple and plain. And if you listen to the Hidden Horsepower podcast, you know that the world's greatest engine builders all seem to agree on Total Seal. TotalSeal.com, and check out that website if you want to shop for a ring, or if you're looking for new rings, TotalSeal.com. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. This is not hard parts, but it's people, right? The education that puts you in right position to go to work for a Boeing or Ford with a CNC machining understanding, all of these things, block, head, CNC programming, motorsport EFI tuning, they do it all, and they're approved to train veterans under the GI Bill. Call Brian Massengill. I'm calling him out. Brian Massengill, samtech.edu. If you're interested in the school, finding out what they do, what they're capable of doing, and where your place in the world is, samtech.edu. And then Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the dragster adventure, Frank and Lana Hawley. Appreciate them. People driving dragsters for fun, maybe even a little competition, going on to get their license, all of these things, frankhawley.com. Go to the website, check them out. They're coming to a track near you at frankhawley.com. And then finally, it's frivolous, right? Great coffee in the morning. Marvin Rodak, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. The hot sauces and the spice rubs, everything great. Marvin Rodak, roasting coffee, fresh per your order, shipping it out all around the country, all around the world. Try out Marvin's coffee, simple as that. He's located in Fort Worth, Texas, and can get you grills and tools and tips. They the highest name grills, they have them in stock. Check them out. Marvin Rodak, 817-924-6822. And then our Patreon crew. My goodness, just yesterday got a couple new people signed on for the year memberships for 2022. The patreon.com/WFO radio. Will be sending out your swag real soon. Thank you so much. patreon.com/WFO radio. All right, Don Garlitz scheduled to join us, but I've just received a note receiving a couple of connection issues out there. And so we're going to kill a little time before Large Father, who just turned 90 years old, will be joining us, hopefully, on this edition. Regardless, we're going to tell you about the Hall of Fame inductees, people that have been so involved in the sport of drag racing, and we're very excited about it, like Tim Richards. Tim Richards is going to be inducted into the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame. Garlitz is going to talk a little bit about each one of these, but he will be inducted, as far as I know, as of right now, by Joe Amato. So take a second to think about that. Joe Amato inducting Tim Richards into the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame. General, the fact that he has been such an innovator, won all those championships with Amato, and coming back like 6 championships in his career, over 80 victories. Amazing stuff. Just one of the inductees we will get to. But I want to save a little bit for Garlitz. So what we'll do is we're going to chat a little bit with the folks out there in WFO land. Derek is locked and loaded, unfortunately sitting in a bad cell area. And I think that might be the case happening in Ocala, Florida as we speak. Hopefully it'll work. Yes, Maddie is out there. What's up, Maddie? Hello. Good morning. Rick Salazar, this guy put his money where his mouth was. And he said yesterday he wanted to join the Patreons, and he did. Rick, thank you so much for joining our VIP listener club. And hopefully you enjoy all the behind the scenes insight that you get to WFO and WFO Radio. There he is, WFO Joe. Here I am. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing? Roger Richards, afternoon. Afternoon. Not quite. Good morning, but it depends on who we're talking about and where we're talking about. Arizona is checking in as well. Little Jim Essex out there. Congrats on FTI. Super excited about FTI coming on board. Paul Lee and I got into a great conversation out at PRI this year. And, you know, my passion for bracket racing and dot 90 racing, while I'm not a racer, we communicate with so many of them and we tell their stories, whether it be super comp, super gas or otherwise. FTI is a leader in the performance transmission industry. So super excited to tell their story here in 2022. Tony is out there. Good morning to everyone in our hot rod land. Blake from Wyoming, getting out to go to the new Auto Club Raceway in Pomona, from what I understand. Just saw on NHRA.com a bit that Brian Loans did with Casey Kohler about the track being scraped and polished and all of those things. They recognized that they had kind of a one-lane racetrack situation going on there, and they fixed it. And I think that is great news for all the people who appreciate Auto Club Raceway, like wondering, like, what's the future of that place? Well, they just made a major investment. So great news. Art, he is definitely the godfather of nitromethane, Big Daddy. Big Daddy Don Garlitz, his career is unrivaled. And, he just turned 90. And the fact that he was so forethinking to move the drag racing museum to Ocala, and the amazing story with how they got the land and how it was really just amazing to move from Sefner, Florida, and then to create the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame. Will the Hall of Fame be streamed? The answer is yes, it will. For the very first time, the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame ceremony will be streamed. It'll be streamed live on the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame Facebook page, which I am putting in the chat right now. It is up in the chat section, so everybody should like it. You could be watching it, but a couple of other places as well, and I believe NHRA.TV is one of them. So those of you who have an NHRA.TV subscription, you'll be able to watch the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame. But my goal is to get people to want to be there in person Thursday, March 10th at the Hilton in Gainesville, Florida, to watch Joe Amato and Scotty Cannon. That's right. Scotty Cannon going to be inducted by Bobby Bennett, from what I understand. That is going to be very good. Jack Yule and others are in the Hall of Fame ceremony. All right. I'm getting communication here. They are working on the connection, and we are on the air. Wait. There you go. And we'll see exactly what happens. Hopefully we'll get connected with him. Obviously, internet issues are a challenge, and we will do our best. Hugo, Drag Racing Puerto Rico, is up and checking out the show. What's up, Hugo? Hopefully you're doing well. Hope to see you at the beginning of the season at some point. Maybe Gainesville. Eric's in Dawsonville, Georgia, is out there. Drag racers, not all Bill Elliott fan. Sammy Eubanks, he's out there in Phoenix. Mr. Sammy Eubanks, the voice, is doing well. Another guy named Joe from Erie, Pennsylvania. Did I say that right? I think so. Greg Lubin. What's up, Greg? Or is it Lubin? He told me, and I got it wrong. What's up, Joe? Stock Eliminator Racer. Thank you, Greg. Scott Purley saying good morning. Troy, the Swamp Rat. Exactly. But right now, we're experiencing a little technical difficulties as they're having some struggles getting on the air. And so we're going to have to see what happens. The good news is that regardless, we're going to run down the inductees on the show just seconds from now. I'm going to go through them so everybody knows. And if worse comes to worse, we'll get Garlitz back. We'll get him back. We'll do it again. We'll connect later when the internet is working a little bit better. Al Voltz from Michigan checking in. Mike Cage, hello from High on the Hog, Victoria Harbor, Ontario, Canada. It must be really cold up there. What's up, Mike? Hopefully you're doing well. Watching before heading to warm weather. Oh, listen, this is going to be interesting because I'm going to do it right on the air. We are on the air. Hello, Chuck. We are live on the air. So I'm talking to you. People are watching me talk to you. How are you? Good. I cannot, but I can send it to either your email or I can text it to his phone. Either will work. Can you text it to his phone? Yes, I will do that right now. Okay. All right. No worries. We'll figure it out. We're doing this what live is all about. We're figuring it out. All right, Chuck, I'm going to text it to Don's phone. Here we go. Thank you. And there it is. So you are all seeing the behind the scenes, how the sausage gets made. And it is unfortunate, but it's one of those situations where email is restricted. And so an email that was supposed to be sent is not sent. And so they cannot get it. And I'm going to fix that problem right now. And you are all going to watch as I do it. But let's keep those comments coming. Let us make sure that you guys are letting us all know. Garlitz, Garlitz. Now, I'm excited that Big Daddy is continuing to do this. But for me, and I'm not getting emails either, right? Big Daddy is continuing to grow the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I'm there it is. There we go. You know, I'm only so good at talking and multitasking. Only so good. Bang. And now we're in business. I'll send it to Chuck too. Just because, right? Oh, look. His number didn't even come up. All right, guys, you just saw a little bit behind the scenes right there, but that's how it goes in the big city. Watching from warm, heading to the warm. Dragster Jeff, good day, everyone. Joe Morrison, yo, Joe, good morning, all. Can't wait to go back to the Hall of Fame ceremony. Joe has been there. It's a great time. That's what people don't realize. It is a great time. We've really tightened up the program, which is something that has been a big goal for me. Hey, Joe, will you be going to Sick Week in Bradenton on February 6th? No, I will not, guy, but, they're going to be stopping by Garlitz. I think that is a big part of it. There's going to be a big car show at Garlitz. And so Big will be part of the Sick Week. And that's Tom Bailey's deal. And it looks amazing. From Bradenton to Gainesville to Garlitz. They're going to cruise down the beach. What a great program Mr. Bailey has put together. Jay Thomas is out there. Eric Williams out there wondering if Big Daddy is still going to work over on the 200 mile per hour electric dragster. There's a lot going on with that. We'll definitely bring it up for Big. WFO from the basement of the Alamo, right? Down there with Pee Wee Herman's bicycle. I love it. Good morning from snowy Kansas. Dale is out there. I've been going the last few years, and it is a great time every year. Where else can you see and have dinner and drinks with all the NHRA legends of the past and current? And that is so true. It is very true. And I've been going for several years now. I went to my first one as a spectator, as a guest of John Force Racing 10 years ago. And it has been amazing. And so look at that. All right. We're starting to see Big Daddy is signing on, folks. Final comments, weighing in. Share the show, guys. Get it out there as everybody is fired up for Garlitz, man. They are fired up for Garlitz. I will not give you Big Daddy's phone number. No, but let's bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, he just turned 90, large father, Big Daddy, Don Garlitz. Don.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for doing this.
Well, we had some technical problems, but we got them sorted out.
They're sorted out. It's just like drag racing, right? You got sorted out before we made the run.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay, so before we talk about these Hall of Fame inductees, let's talk about your birthday. You just turned 90 not long ago. Congratulations. Happy birthday. How was the party?
It was a good party. It was a surprise. That was supposed to just be a small dinner. My wife, my family and I, and at the Hilton. And I come down there, and it's everybody's down there. The amount of people there was a lot. It was a kind of a surprise. But I was afraid that we might mess up the COVID deal. Somebody might come there and get COVID before it. My daughter, Donna, she ran the thing, and they all had masks on. But, of course, I don't believe in masks. You know, the only time I wear a mask is when I'm robbing a bank. And if it makes you happy to wear a mask, wear one. You know, I'm believing freedom. Everybody should do whatever they want to do.
Well, I listen.
It's a party.
I'm glad you guys had a good time, and we are going to have a good time at the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame. Let's talk about some of these inductees, Don. Starting off with Tim Richards, right? Here's a guy that you, I'm sure, competed against in the days of Amato when you had the Super Shops car. Like, talk a little bit about Tim Richards, one of the icons, over 80 wins, 6 championships. He's going into the hall, and from what I understand, Joe Amato is going to be there for the induction.
Well, he should be. I mean, Tim Richards is one of the wrenches and caused Amato to go so fast. And he was just a genius about it back in the day, you know. And he certainly deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about that. I always had a lot of respect for Tim. He's a really nice guy on top of all of that. So, you know, most guys that are really smart, like that, they have kind of a funny personality. They get that way. And they can't help it. You know, it's real smart.
Right.
He's a super guy.
And I'm excited as well. And the stats speak for themselves. But the idea that Joe is going to be there, which that might not have happened, but from the last I heard, it was going to happen. No promises, everybody. If you get your tickets and Amato doesn't show, that's his business. But if it were to happen, that would be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm pretty sure Joe will be here. He comes to a lot of the Hall of Fame banquets, and he supports us. He supports the museum. And Joe is a top of the line guy.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to our next inductee, which I want your opinion on this gentleman. Scotty Cannon. Bobby Bennett going to do the induction. Scotty Cannon, a wild man, pro mod, busts out and kind of creates his own personality, the mohawk, the aggressiveness, the colors, the marketing partnerships with Oakley, gets in a funny car. What are your thoughts on Scotty? He obviously deserves to be in the hall.
Well, he's the guy that really, you know, if you would actually go out and poll the young people, you'd find that they like the pro mods better than they do any other of the classes. It's like way back when I was young and driving dragsters, the young people really liked the little roadster like Willie Borst drove. They liked that better than they did dragsters. And that's the way it is with the pro mods. If they promoted it like they do everything else, it would be an unbelievable class. But he makes a lot out of it, even with the little bit of publicity that they do get.
Yes, and yeah, and more, you know, guys like Stevie Fast following in the footsteps of a Scotty Cannon. And it's great to see Scotty go in. And I know that's going to be a very emotional speech, because we got to hang with Scotty at Thunder Valley this past year. And he looks back on his career, and he understands that he's loved and appreciated. And this is another opportunity to show him.
Yeah.
Okay, next, Stu Bradbury. This is interesting because this is the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame part of it. That's Stu. Stu is one of 5 people that will be in both the British Drag Racing Hall of Fame and the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame. You are one of those 5 people. He was a co-founder. He was a starter at Santa Pod. And tell me about him.
Well, he just contributed so much to drag racing in England. He certainly deserves to be in there, and he's a wonderful guy. I mean, he's done so much for the sport in England, and, of course, that bleeds over international, you know. And I just think I'm so happy that the selectors picked him to go in this year. And then, unfortunately, he just passed away, you know.
Yes.
So his wife will be coming over and accepting an award for Stu.
Yeah, Bev and Jenna. But July 2020, Stu passed away. And terrible, but we're going to celebrate his life. And just amazing stuff. Was the chief starter at Santa Pod from 1968 through the late 80s. That is a long tenure. And super excited to see that fam. And I understand there is going to be actually some sort of proclamation read from the British government. So I'm excited about that. Let's talk about our next inductee, Jack Yule. Tell me a little bit about Jack. Jack kind of had an interesting bio out there, but tell me about Jack, Don.
Well, what I know about Jack is when I was a kid, and just getting into dragsters, Jack was driving dragsters in California. And when they brought the three top dragsters to Houston to race me, that was Jack Yule in the Camaro Special and Romeo Palamedes' car with Ogden driving. And then the other car was the Chet Herbert rear engine car with Red Chase. The killer of the bunch was Jack Yule. He was the car that was really tough. And I mean, he was really a tough driver back in the day. And then later in life, as he got out, he hooked up with me. And every time that I went to California, he followed me around and was on the team when we raced in California. And he had a special pair of shoes that he always wore. Every time he wore those shoes, we won the race. And they get to be really funny. First time I'd see him, "You got the shoes, Jack?" And he says, "I got them." And we won the race. It was so funny. But he was a super guy. And he passed away a little bit early in life. I don't think he really lived as long as everybody would have liked. You know, he was a good guy.
And I'm understanding that his car is in the Lions Drag Strip Museum out there in California with all the Kenny Youngblood art and everything. So that will be, and these are, you guys take time and there's a board, but to balance it, right? It's not all newer guys or 80s guys, or you're kind of picking inductees from across the spectrum of drag racing.
Well, you know, I don't know how they do it. The selectors, you know, we have a great big list of nominees. It's nearly 500 people, believe it or not, and mail that out to the selectors, and they go over it and look at it, and then they all pick about five guys each, and we put them on a big roster, and then that gets mailed out. That's the final nominees, and they all vote on them, and we just count the votes, and whoever gets the most votes, if there's a tie, like, we like to have, like, five people, but if there's a tie for fifth place, which a lot of times there is, we'll just put six in, and it usually comes out that way. It was a tie this year. Again, I think we're putting six people in.
Which is great. Works for us. It's going to make the party even more fun. March 10th, Gainesville. Jack Moss. Let's talk about Jack. Jack passed away in 2016. The thing about Jack that I thought was very interesting was this guy was a prisoner of war in World War II for 3 years behind enemy lines, dealing with just the most horrible of things. And once upon a time, Don, you told me about the relationship of the drag racer and the World War II veteran who had been there and experiencing, you know, danger, difficulty, struggle, the worst. And that when they came back, the love for life and the passion for fun and adrenaline, no fear, right? They had already experienced all the fear. They wanted to have fun. I think that Jack Moss could be a perfect example of that.
Yeah. His daughter said that he was a man's man, and he was really tough. And I didn't see him very much because he was older and he didn't race very long after I got started, but I did get to see him race in Texas down at the Wichita Falls Southwestern Championships. And he had a gas dragster, and it was a Dodge. He liked Dodges, and he had like a twin engine Dodge dragster. And that thing ran pretty good, but I just got to meet him at one time and talk to him, and he was really a nice guy.
Yeah, and serving our country that way, and you know, being behind enemy lines, and then coming out and doing some great things. And right, a twin engine dragster, the Rebel, lightweight galaxies, amazing stuff. And here's one that I think everybody is going to know, and I know you know because you were on the starting line for part of his tenure, and that is Rick Stewart. Rick Stewart going into the Hall, the Iceman, is parts of his life and captured in movies. 7 Second Love Affair, and he was on the starting line for I think 15 years, replaced Buster as the starter.
Yeah, Rick Stewart is he was a top fuel guy, and he was good, a good driver. And just one day he hung up the gloves and became a starter for NHRA, and he was a really good starter. He you know, we never thought, we figured nobody would ever replace Buster Counts, but Rick Stewart did a good job of replacing Buster when Buster, you know, retired and then later passed away. But I'm sure happy to see him going in. He's, I understand he's getting a little bit of Alzheimer's, you know, it happens to everybody. And I'm sure glad we got him in before he did pass away.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of the drag racing fans now probably grew up with Rick Stewart on the starting line as the starter, and great to induct him into the Hall and hear some of those stories. It is going to be great, and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. But each year, you also get, go ahead, Don, you were going to say?
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't realize what a hard job that is starting these top fuel cars. And, you know, you set out that line, you're out there all day long, and it is and to stand between two of those cars while they do their thing, it might sound like it'd be fun for a few minutes, but it's fun when you do it over and over and over all day long, 2 or 3 days in a row. It's hard on you, believe me. I did, you know, my starting line experience with the TV cameras was enough to tell me that. It ain't a nice place to be for a long period of time.
Agreed. I've been down there a fair amount, and I see our current starter, Brad Hardy, and those guys. You know, I don't know what it's like to take artillery, but it's probably the closest I will feel to that experience. You guys give a Founders Award each year. This year, Don Smith going to get the Founders Award. Tell us about Don.
Well, you know, the Don Smith is one of the original guys that started this whole thing. He was part of the group that put together the package that got me to California in 1959, which actually got drag racing started in a big commercial way. You know, when they brought me to Bakersfield, and they had 30,000 people show up, and they weren't expecting anything like that. They thought they might get a crowd of 1,000. That's what they'd hoped for. And it showed the world that drag racing could make money, and it got up a lot of people, gave them the idea about how these races. And Don Smith, part of all that program, the Champion Speed Shop, he was involved with them. And then we went up north to Lodi for the second event. And he's one of the early pioneers of the sport that, you know, a lot of people don't know. And that's what the Founders Award is all about. It's about people that aren't so notorious that they're going to get voted into the Hall of Fame. And so we have this Founders Award for these people that we personally know have done a lot and made a lot of contributions and were there in the beginning. And Don Smith is definitely one of these people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got people checking in from around the world. Super excited to see you. Good morning to everybody. Hopefully you're doing well. And then finally, the Pat Garlitz Memorial Award going to Pat Baltus, who, you know, Pat and Jerry, those guys, they've been longtime sponsors of the trophies, just heavily involved with the Hall of Fame. Talk a little bit about Pat. Oh, we lost Don. He'll be
deserving of this Pat Garlitz Award. You know, the Mopar got that started. And then when the Chinese bought Fiat, they quit messing with us. I guess the Chinese didn't care about drag racing for all practical purposes, or especially Big Daddy, as old as I was. And so Anyway, but we carried it on because we think it's a nice award. We give it to some lady for years, made a contribution that's been there from the beginning, that's done a lot for the sport. And, you know, they don't get the recognition that the men get, not even today. It was about the only one that really broke the ice on that. So very deserving. Pat Baltus going in. I'm very happy for, and I'm really glad that's who we picked.
That is excellent. No, it's going to be great. It is happening at March 10th at the Hilton in Gainesville. It's $110 for a seat, but you can get a table for $1,100. It's not sold out just yet. I expect it will be. And this is genuine drag racing history being recognized right before the Gator Nationals. Now, Don, we already talked about you are you're 90 years old. But all kinds of good stuff happening. There's something happening at the museum in early February, right? That Tom Bailey Sick Week Drive cruise of super fast streetcars. They're going to stop at the museum and kind of hang out with you for a bit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to out there and take some pictures with them. I want to see these 6-second cars that drive around on the street. Yeah. Oh, boy, that must be something. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of cars now that come off the showroom floor that are pretty darn fast. And, it's very exciting. And of course, then, you know, the electric dragster, we've redone it. The we put a new back end on it. We got a new electric motor that's going to fire. The back end of it looks just like Swamp Rat 34. It's got the narrow rear in it, the mono wing. And it looks just like a top fuel dragster, only doesn't have a big Chrysler Hemi and exhaust in there. It's just got the little electric motor and its direct drive to the rear. And we'll be testing that in the next couple of weeks. And hope they'll have that Gainesville to make a couple of passes for the folks.
Wow, that's big news right there. And it's funny because people have been asking already, like, what's up with the electric dragster? I wasn't going to bother you with it in case it wasn't all together. But people are following that story. The electrics are becoming more prominent, just as you mentioned years ago. Even bracket racing. Guys are out there with Teslas, bracket racing their Teslas.
Well, it's not going to replace the internal combustion engine, not in any foreseeable future, because we don't have the grid to hold and maintain a fleet of electric cars throughout the United States, nor do we have the generating stations to produce electricity, especially with us stupid Democrats. We'll build any more power stations that's fuel, oil, or coal or gas fired. I mean, how are you going to have a fleet of electric cars, millions of them, and nowhere to generate electricity? We certainly can't do it with the wind machines and the solar panels. Good idea, but it's not going to do enough. So we're a long ways from replacing the internal combustion engine, but we're going to see more and more electric cars, and we're going to see electric drag racing. It is exciting. I always like stuff that's different. And the top fuel just got to be too much of the same. It's a cookie cutter race now. You're so limited. They're even telling them where to put the spark lead on their top fuel dragster motor. I don't want to hear crap like that. So the electric dragster is exciting to me because I do pretty much what I want to do with it, and it's a nice new field, and that's what's always been exciting to me, new adventures.
Well, and you said that, and so I heard a story about your dad that ties into the electrical connection with you, and I wonder if you can share that, assuming it is true what I heard, because, you know, there's a lot of garlic stories out there and they're not all true, just most of them, but that your dad was involved in electric engineering, etc., and that he got his start directly from Westinghouse. Is that true?
Do you want to hear the whole story? Do we have time?
We have time.
Okay, my dad went to work for Westinghouse right out of high school, a door sweep. And this is, he was born in 1888. So this is just the turn of the century, and electricity was just getting started real good. And Westinghouse was a small place in Pittsburgh. And George Westinghouse actually was right there on the job with the people. And my dad was just a kid, a floor sweep. And they had a lot of experimental stuff, and there was a kind of loft there, a mezzanine. And up there, they just, if they do something that didn't work real well, they just pile it up there. So my dad, on his own time, went up there, ended it all up, categorized everything, and put it on shelves. so that if they wanted to find something that they had already played around with, it'd be easy to do. They wouldn't bring them to a bunch of junk. And so George Westinghouse found out about it. He called this big meeting. You know, everybody came to this meeting. They said, he said, one of them who went upstairs and cleaned up all that stuff. He was a gruff old man. And everybody was real quiet. And my dad says, it was me, sir. He says, come into my office. Everybody else go back to work. And so went into the office, and he says to my dad, says, who told you to do that? He says, nobody, sir. I just did it on my own. He says, when did you do it? He said, after hours. He says, you like electricity? He said, yes, sir. He said, I would like to go to college. He says, oh, I can afford that. He said, I'll send you to night school when you can get your diploma. But you got to work in the daytime still. So my dad went to work, went to night school, got his diploma, and he was on the team then of five men that invented the electric fan and the electric iron. And when he died, I found a picture in the archives of his photos of this electric fan with all five of the men's pictures on the blades. But the older sister, my half sister, he was married before he married my mother. She just wanted that picture so bad. So in those days, we didn't have the copying facilities we have today, you know. And I gave her that picture and it's disappeared. I wish I could get my hands on it. But maybe one somewhere in the archives of Westinghouse. I don't know.
Wow. That is tremendous. And here you are many years later, 100 years later, working with electricity.
Yeah, he's probably really enjoying it upstairs.
I bet. Don, thank you. I want to keep it too long. I know you got countless projects, but let's tell everybody the important stuff. International Drag Racing Hall of Fame ceremony, March 10th, Gainesville, Hilton. Tickets are available. It's $110 for a seat, for a plate. You get food. Roy Hill sponsors glasses, scotch glasses, Summit rings for champions or for the inductees. Everybody's on board to support this event, but it is open to the public. This isn't a private thing. And for the first time ever, it will be live streamed. I am excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Ted Jones is taking care of that. In other words, you'll be able to, wherever you are in the world, you'll be able to tune into it and watch the entire ceremony, you know, every minute that happens all live.
Yeah. How exciting is that? For the first time, people will be able to go out and watch it and watch it again and again and again.
Without ever traveling.
But we want them to come, though, Don. Like, they're not going to get the full experience unless they're there in person.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like really being there.
Exactly.
It's like drag racing. It ain't the same watching it on TV.
It's just not. They do a great job, but it's just not the same. Don, thank you for making the time for us. I'm honored to host it once again. Thank you for joining us on WFO Radio and sharing a couple of thoughts. We're going to have a good time on March 10th. I can't wait to see you there.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
All right, Don, take care. There he goes. Big Daddy Don Garlitz with us here on WFO Radio. We got a Garlitz story. His dad interacted directly with George Westinghouse and did something, showed initiative that made Westinghouse one of those men who built America, something that made him feel good about him. He sent him to school, did the iron, did the electric fan. And years later, Garlitz is working with electric dragsters. That is an amazing story. And there's thousands of them with Garlitz, thousands of them. We gotta save them for history. There's one on WFO, and it's been out there and reported as well. Put your comments in the comment section, guys. Thoughts about Garlitz, International Drag Racing Hall of Fame. Again, the rings, Summit. Great job with those guys. Jim Greenleaf is there every year, and we love seeing those guys there. And Roy Hill's Drag Racing School. Roy, I was going to grab one, but it's like the big part of the ceremony for me, making sure I go get my scotch glass. And I got a bunch of these scotch glasses and I love it. And then Pat and Jerry Baltus, they are big sponsors of the trophies. And so thank you to everyone who supports this amazing cause. And what I would like, because I know I got a good audience out there with a lot of our current drag racers and some of the younger drag racers, I would love to see you guys at this ceremony, because this is what you should be shooting for in your career, being in this Hall of Fame. You think about the NFL and the Major League Baseball and all these other Hall of Fames, right? It's part of being in the sport. And I think the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame is part of being in drag racing. And whether it be Stu Bradbury from across the pond, all those drag racing fans in the UK, like, would they be as connected and dialed in without Stu? I don't think so. I don't think so. And so it's very exciting to be a part of this. And you can too. Again, if you're going to be in Gainesville, go there early. Thursday starts around 6, lasts till around 10. It's at the Hilton. And you can call, if you want tickets, call Chuck, who I just talked to. Call Chuck at the Museum of Drag Racing. And they'll get you hooked up, whether you want some individual tickets. And just don't heckle Joe Costello, though. No heckling. No heckling Costello. All right, let's see what the final comments are in the comment section. And then I'll tell you about the people who make it possible. Let's get those people in the comment section. Joe, love the show. Joe and Big Daddy, thank you very much. Yeah, you know, the internet. Are we going to complain that it wasn't perfectly smooth? Or are we going to feel amazed that it even happened? That's each individual's choice. I'm going to feel amazed. Terry, we are lucky to have these legends still with us that paved the way for us. So true. And that's what it's all about. And I don't know all of these guys. Like, I'm not a drag racing historian like some, but this makes me want to become more of a drag racing historian to understand all of these things. Guy Pertano, what's up, guy? Love the interview. Jim loves it. Live Hall of Fame. Don't be nervous. Exactly. Brian, I first met Big Daddy at the Detroit Autorama when I was a young teen back in 1986. I still have an autographed picture. Garlitz is Garlitz. He's an American icon beyond drag racing. We've got all WFO day, right? Waiting for Big Daddy. It didn't take long at all. You tell them, Don, the facts about EV, says Gary. Yeah, man. Garlitz tells it like it is. His perspective of things. Good show, Joe. Love Garlitz. Gary, totally amazing. Us. Great one, Joe. Thank you. WFO Radio, subscribe, click the bell. If you're new to the show, we do this show multiple times a week, mostly drag racing. Our Ignition podcast is very well liked. Oh, look at the comments are still coming in. Let me tell you about the people who are making it possible for us to go WFO the way we do. It doesn't happen without our own sponsors as well. We love to shout out to the Hall of Fame sponsors, but WFO, we've got people coming on board like FTI Performance Transmissions. Deland, Florida, by the way. Think of all the drag racing connection in Northern Florida. Dot 90 Racing, Big Money Bracket Racing. Every week, there's a Big Money Bracket race in the country. And more than likely, every week, someone with an FTI Performance Transmission is winning a race. And so just start keeping track of this, guys. We are going to the people who have won the big ones, like the Million, for instance, like Troy and Gary Williams, of course, right off the top, right? But so many others. How many world championships? John Labuse Jr., Dot 90 Racing, using FTI Performance Transmissions. This is something we're going to be tracking all year long. And if you are getting ready to get into the sport of bracket racing, big money bracket racing, or you want to upgrade your equipment, FTI Performance Transmissions. Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology, TotalSeal.com. Matt Hartford, Keith Jones, that whole team over there, making the power. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology for the next generation. Like Garlitz had to figure it out all himself. You don't have to figure it out all yourself. You can get the basics of blocks and CNC machining and head machining and all of these things. EFI tuning. Thanks to the folks at Samtech. Call Brian Massengill. Ask for him by name. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. FrankHawley.com. Frank. You know, it's amazing. Frank and Garlitz raced in the same era. Thank goodness Garlitz came back in the 1980s and had those amazing runs to end his career. Like, it just changed the game. And the TV career, too. Like, I reached out to Brett Kepner this morning. Like, the idea that those guys worked on television for so long. And I know Steve Evans and Big Mac, like, we all remember those guys. But, man, Garlitz was there a lot. And Rodax, coffeeandgrills.com. Marvin Rodak, 817-924-6821. RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com. Get some coffee for the rest of your day. And our Patreons, here's the deal. You know, like public television does a membership drive every once in a while. Like we're doing a membership drive. I didn't even realize it. But at the start of the year, why don't you join WFO for a year and get the stickers and get the pin and get the patch and get all of those things that come with being a member of the Patreon listener club and go for the ride and see what it's all about. Patreon.com/WFO radio. And thanks to Jeff and thanks to Rick and thanks to Stan and all the people who have joined in the past couple of days. Really appreciate you. We're going to work very hard to make it worth your while that you are getting all that behind the scenes content on WFO radio. All right. Final comments. Now there's even more out there and then we're going to send you about your day. The WFO radio fantasy group is not yet created, says Kyle. Driver group game. They're working on the website. The website is not up. You see that trophy back there? That trophy was designed and made by world-renowned, award-winning metalworking artist Tom Patsis of Cold Hard Art, long before he was famous. It's probably the most valuable thing in this entire studio. And each year, our WFO Radio Fantasy NASCAR League team winner gets their name on that trophy. And this year, you can do it too. Don't worry, Kyle. Don't worry. I'm sure they'll get the site up and running, and everybody that was in it last year can just renew, and everybody that wants to be in it can reach out and get the code, and we're going to have the greatest league ever and see if we can unseat Mr. Fantasy NASCAR, that NASCAR Fantasy Hall of Famer, from his post on the top of the championship. Jim Essex doesn't care about any of that. He wants to know the show tomorrow. I have a call out. I have a call out to Austin Proc. And I'm pretty confident that Austin Proc is going to be on the show. Oh, Jack Ewell's son purchased an extra trophy to go on display in Lions Museum where the car is. How about that? Way to go, Jack Ewell and son. May he rest in peace, obviously. But if you've ever been to the Lions Museum, and Kenny Youngblood really educated us all about that, told us how he kind of painted what he remembered, and really beautiful. Look on the web and check it out. They will have an extra trophy in the museum for Jack. Pretty amazing. All right, let's see. Austin Proc will be great. Is that acceptable to you, Jim Essex? Yes, it will. Yes, assuming we get him. And then Monday, Bruno Massel, as I'm trying to catch up with all the champions. And then Tuesday, Reinhardt, and Wednesday, nothing, as far as I know. Wishing the Hall of Fame was closer to Bakersfield. Well, you should either come or watch on the live stream, which will be happening on the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame Facebook page, which I put the link into the chat section. You should all like it. Stephen Glenn. Hey, Joe, enjoying while CNC machining in Oklahoma. What are you making, Steve? What are you making? I hope to have him sign the Combat Veterans Memorial truck again. He was one of the ones damaged when it was vandalized. Oh, Tony, you hurt my heart. Garlitz will do it. You got to catch him at the Gators show tomorrow. Yes. Wishing the Hall of Fame. Garlitz, a living legend. Big Daddy never changes. He is sharp as a tack. Nothing gets by the guy. I love his comments on things. I love his comments too. And it's a perspective and it's his perspective and he's not afraid to share it. And no, he shouldn't be because he's 90 years old. Now regarding the grid, I think that we got to improve that, right? Like any drag racer will look at something that is not up to snuff and say, well, do we just continue to deal with it forever? And the answer is no, we probably should fix it, invest in it, make it better. Clarification, my comment about having WF all day. Garlitz asked if we had time for a story. Yeah, we got all day for Garlitz. Do we have time? We got time for 50 stories, big. But I think the Westinghouse story would be great. I would love to see the Pomona entry list posted. Don is the man. Love it, says Steve Brenwald, also from Northern Florida. Nobody likes electric drag racing until Big Daddy is involved. Isn't that true? And then Joe Costello goes out and races against a Tesla this past weekend and beats him. One for combustion. The video will be up soon. Big Daddy is a legend. Who cares about the difficulties? Hey, Eric, thank you so much for making me feel better about that. You know, certain areas just don't have the best for all this live streaming stuff. They just don't have the best internet. If I can hear Garlitz and see Garlitz, that's all that matters to me. Derek, when live stream, you can't expect a flawless experience. It adds to it. Gary, what's up, Gary? Good show, Joe. Love Garlitz. Who doesn't love Garlitz? I can't think of anybody. He's building hydraulic cylinders. And let's hope it's Austin Proc. Hopefully Florida doesn't lose internet again. What, the whole state of Florida losing our internet? Hope not. All right, guys. Have a great day. Thanks to Big Daddy. International Drag Racing Hall of Fame induction ceremony is on March 10th. It's a Thursday night. It's going to be at the Hilton in Gainesville, the Hilton University in Gainesville. It is not too late to get your tickets. We did this a little earlier this year, so you can get tickets. It's $110 for a seat, which also includes a meal. You're going to get your Roy Hill scotch glass. You're going to get a bunch of stuff. T-shirts will be on sale, special T-shirts for the event. There's going to be stars and celebrities. Again, Bobby Bennett is going to induct Scotty Cannon. How great is that going to be? Joe Amato is going to induct Tim Richards. And if you love these guys, get a ticket. Go out there. Tables are still available. They're like $1,100 for a table of 10. Bring all your people. And this is a big kickoff to the East Coast kickoff of NHRA Drag Racing, which is the Gator Nationals in Gainesville, Florida. Super excited. And one more time, happy 90th. Big Daddy. Appreciate it. You guys get to see me in a tux, which is not a common occurrence. Thanks to Chuck. Of course, Chuck, appreciate you out there and Big and everybody who helped behind the scenes put this together. All the inductees, congratulations. And if you love drag racing, share this around the YouTube, right? WFO Radio TV on YouTube. Subscribe, click the bell. Follow us on social media, WFO Joe and WFO Radio. And maybe we're going to have Austin Proc tomorrow to talk about the return to NHRA Top Fuel with Ron Tobler and Joe Barlam. How exciting. And just stay subscribed because we don't even know what's happening. That's what WFO is all about. Tony, have fun. Be safe, everybody. Happy hot rodding, y'all. Couldn't have said it better myself. Have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on WFO. Thank you so much to Big Daddy Don Garlitz.